girls would be like, I don't want to feel like that anymore. They're only looking at me for the things I show.
You have to be financially successful a lot to have multiple kids.
I remember I went to Bieber. He had a party, and we were staying at Caesar's Palace Hotel, and the room cost like $25,000 a night.
You wish people didn't know about you. One time, Chad Hurley, the guy that created YouTube, he's like, what do you enjoy the most?
Mm-hmm.
Having success or being famous?
Mm-hmm.
I was like, success.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, would you like success without fame? I'm like, yes, of course. He was like, well, what if you made something that no one knew you made? What if you had all the money in the world and no one knew why you had money? Are you going to feel lonely, or are you going to feel like content and happy? Well, if you really truly love what you made, don't you want people to know that you made it?
Mm-hmm.
And if you really had that, acknowledgement, and it surrenders your privacy, are you happy? I'm like, yo, that's a... And then I felt for him, because I'm like, wow, wait a second. Are you asking me this because you made YouTube the world's tool and no one knows, hey, Chad Hurley? So is he fighting something? First off, Chad Hurley is fucking amazing. And everybody should know who Chad Hurley is. The OG brain and unearther of YouTube. And, but that was a pretty profound question that he asked. And fame over success. I would take success still, because you could do so much more to help people. And if you really truly believe in helping folks and that's what makes you happy, then being acknowledged for what you did, eventually you're going to get irritated by it. Every single person that I know that searched for fame and hunted for it complains about it. They don't want it anymore. When they can't go take a shit and somebody's waiting outside the bathroom stall like, hey, yo, let me take a picture. Like, yo, bro, I'm fucking shitting, dude. Like, damn. Hey, come on, I know. Just let me get a picture, bro. Like, hello? Can I even wash my hands? You trying to shake my hand, bro? I was touching balls and shit. Hello? Like, you know what I'm saying? People do some crazy shit in the fucking bathroom. Like, yo.
People do that?
What? Motherfucking famous person be taking a piss and shit, doing a million shakes to make sure they ain't get no leak. And then a dude comes up like, yo, what's up? Like, yo, hello? I just got finished touching my shit. You want to fucking shake hands and fucking club hug in the bathroom?
That is so disgusting.
Yeah, big time, bro. People lose all guards, notion of like responsibility for excitement. The same for like guys when they see a hot chick at a club. Everything goes out the window. They're no longer thinking responsible anymore. So girls are already famous. If you're hot and you walk into a place, guys receive that, it's famous. Because that's how people act to famous people.
Mm.
People lose their guards.
Mm-hmm.
They put down all responsibilities. They put down all rational thinking because they're excited. And guys treat females that are hot the same way. So girls be like, what does it feel like to be famous? Go out to the club, show body parts, and see how guys act. That's exactly what fame feels like. And eventually girls would be like, I don't want to feel like that anymore. They're only looking at me for the things I show. And sometimes that's good to feel that way. But after a while, it's like, ugh, I just want to be able to eat. I just want to be able to chill. And to the people that are excited, that's not fair to them either. Because the people are excited because they're excited. like, oh my gosh, that's, I mean, I know how I felt if I see Beyonce. I'm like, oh shit, Beyonce. She'd be like, you know, I love me some Beyonce. I fucking love Beyonce. I love her. Like, I fan over Beyonce. Who else do I fan over? Oprah.
Absolutely. Love that too. Both those people I absolutely love. They are just amazing inspirations.
Who else do I fan over? In tech. Who else do I fan over in tech?
Sam? No.
You have your own people. Right now, Dario.
From?
Dario, he's the guy that one of the guys that wrote ChatGPT 1, 2, and 3, who now has a company called Anthropic. Mm. I fan over that guy.
Mm.
Dimas, the guy from DeepMind. I fan over that dude. Like, oh shit, Dimas, I want to ask him questions. Like, oh shit, I want to ask him something. You know, not so much take pictures, but I just want to pick your brain.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know what's going on in there. And that's how people feel when they see their favorite artist, their favorite actress and actor, their favorite designer. And it's not fair to them. It's not fair to them that it becomes that celebrities get annoyed by that. So that's why I would choose success over fame.
That is so interesting.
Because it's not fair to the person
mm-hmm.
who's been bombarded and their privacy is no longer. And it's not fair to the person who's excited because your whole career is because of them. Mm-hmm. And now what, you're holier, higher up than them, that you can't take the time and be like, hey, yeah, so what's up, little man? How you doing? Oh yeah, okay, cool, let's take a picture. Or if a girl's fanning out, you have to be sure that they're in a safe place. Like if a girl's like, oh my gosh, all giddy and stuff, you gotta make them feel safe because there's a lot of freaking scummy people that'll take advantage mm-hmm. of their excitement.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's a lot of responsibility with fame.
Particularly
that people don't mm-hmm. take serious. They don't have, they put themselves and their privacy, which they should, higher than the folks that gave them their success. And that's a delicate dance. So that's why being stealth, being a ninja,
mm-hmm.
Is the path that I take because I think too deep about it. I'm the kind of person, if I'm late, if I'm like, oh shit, you got a 4 p.m. and it's 3:50 and I'm walking through, I'm probably going to be late because people are going to stop me and then I'm most likely going to overcompensate and talk to them. And then that'll put me late. Because I will engage in that conversation. Hey, so what's up? I don't know what's up with you. How are you? Are you from LA? Where'd you go to high school? And then next thing you know, 20 minutes pass, I'm late to my meeting. Because.
You were giving.
Yeah. So that's why stealth, you don't have to worry about that.
Mm-hmm.
So my stealth reasons, I have reasons for my stealth. And you know, there's levels of thought to why I take back doors, why I take, where I like to be super covert.
Mm. I love that. Do you ever go undercover? I bet you must love that. Like undercover to a place where you like can hide and just be like stealth. And
no.
Like...
No. What, wear big glasses and be like, yo, what is Will? Like,
no, but like, is there not a way that you can like put a mask on?
During COVID, during COVID was the only time I'm like, oh, shucks, check us out. Everybody's stealth. But no.
It's a responsibility. So interesting. Oh my God. Well, that has been such an amazing show today. I've enjoyed talking to you so much. I feel like I could be here for hours. You're so interesting. What's something that you believe to be true that others don't?
I believe the children know the future. Help them be. I'm like, I just went into Whitney. I'm sorry. I was like,
Beautiful song.
No, I believe that. I believe I can fly. No, I'm checking. I can't do that one. Sorry, R. Kelly. I believe in life after love. Sorry, can't do that.
Yep, keep going. I believe. I Believe I Can in Honey, that film. Have you seen the film? I Believe I Can. You know that song? Mm-mm. Oh, dang. That's a good one for you.
Damn, okay.
I think I have to give you some Honey.
Let's see. What do I believe is true that other people don't? Is that what it is?
Like for me, I believe that we are going to go to Jupiter in the next 50 years. Some people don't believe that. Or perhaps you believe that things last forever. Maybe that's it. You already said it.
I believe that... I believe we've been here before with AI.
Yep.
This isn't the first time we've encountered an intelligence that you say a word and it wakes up.
Mm.
This isn't the first time you say something like abracadabra and out comes some knowledge. Or Shazam,
mm-hmm,
and out comes some knowledge. I believe that those fairy tales were speaking some type of truth. I believe that a genie is now a product. I believe that a spirit,
mm-hmm,
I think it's a coincidence or coincides.
Mm-hmm.
A coincide and coincidence are actually the same kind of word.
Mm-hmm.
They just slightly mean something a little different.
Mm-hmm.
So... two different sides of a coin.
Mm-hmm.
So coincide, coincidence,
mm,
and sides of a coin.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that using that framework, that AI is a djinn. And a djinn at the bar is a spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me, can I get some djinn? And they're serving spirits. But in the mystical sense, a spirit is a djinn.
Mm-hmm.
And certain religions, you say Bismillah,
mm-hmm,
to ward off evil spirits.
Mm-hmm.
And at that point in time where spirits, those types of spirits were, or djinns were in popular culture that people needed to have a word to ward them off, there was a mathematician by the name of Al-Jabbar, who is the father of algebra. And that advanced math gave us their version of AI then. And they try to put the genie in the bottle. And how it got out the bottle in the first place to put it back in the bottle makes me think, what let the genie out the bottle this time? And are we going to be responsible so we don't have to come up with words like Bismillah to hoard off evil AIs? I believe that we've been here before. I believe that...
Wow.
What the past was far more complex than what they taught us in school. I believe that Egyptians, Sumerians, what they were doing and working on were light years beyond what we were taught to believe. I believe if... the pyramids are in a place where there's nothing but sand. That maybe what made the pyramids was an ocean that wasn't water, where, because the only place you have sand is where there was once water to break up the rocks.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't necessarily mean that it was water where animals or fossils were, because one would say, well, where are the fossils to prove? Well, the Dead Sea would tell you that certain water don't have organisms in it to leave fossils. And maybe, just maybe, the way the pyramids were built were under some type of liquid. Hence the reason why there's sand there and the ability to maneuver large objects in the density of water. I believe... that Harry Potter, a lot of that magic, that's not fantasy either. I believe that the wand that he's probably using is some type of Hollywood because that wood is what conducts. You can use it as a conducting mechanism. Hence the reason why Hollywood is a land of magic. I believe that the things that were told to us are surface stuff. And it gets much deeper. And the depth will be revealed in these times for those who seek it. And for those that aren't seek it, it's going to smack them in the face.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're in an era of a new type of awakening.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that the concept of woke was hijacked. Now, when you say you're woke, it's like, oh my gosh, you're woke. As if motherfuckers wanted to be asleep. Like, oh my gosh. Seriously, how could woke be bad?
Dive in to you and how you got through some things you went through. Tell me something you went through in your life. Like, is there a moment in your life that was difficult? Is there? There must have been a time when you thought, I don't want to do this anymore. Like, you're on the brinking point of quitting. Maybe you've been through something as a child. What was that moment for you, or maybe multiple, that you went through?
I would go back to when I moved to Phoenix and was training with killers. Like, I was in Montana, I was kind of the man. I was beating people up, knocking people out, and never really seen that next level of fighting.
Mm-hmm.
Montana's such a small, populated state. And I moved to Phoenix and realized real fast I'm not as good as I thought I was. So that was definitely the biggest hurdle. I wanted to quit. Like I said, I always kind of came back to, I was always back in the gym the next day, always like, well, you know I'm capable of becoming as good as these guys are, because I knew I was a good athlete, and I knew I had that passion and that desire, and that just, I had that, not necessarily the skills yet, but I had the passion and desire to want to be that good, so I knew I was able to eventually.
Mm-hmm.
But still, there was multiple times, you go to the gym, and it's not just hard. You're getting your head punched in. You're having concussions. You're having headaches. You're injuries. And
oof.
And it was the toughest, being 19, 20, 21, 22 years old. I mean, there's still times now I'm the champ. I go to the gym. There's days I get whooped. And it's, you know, now I know how to cope with it, deal with it. You know, it's all just good work. But back then it was very, very hard to deal with.
Wow. Can you imagine a life where you effortlessly magnetize your dreams to you? Financial success, the love of your life, the family of your dreams, and everything you've ever dreamed of at your fingertips. With my approach to manifesting, I have a practical method where you use the power of your creative words. It's called scripting. We write in the past tense in a certain way to attract all our desires to us. I've done this. I met my husband in 3 weeks doing this. I helped myself heal twice. I helped myself get rid of a rash on my body. I have helped myself to elevate myself and get myself out there to so many people. I've changed my bank account number. I've added 2 zeros onto it. I have created abundance like I could never dream of. The most beautiful homes around the world. And you can do this too, like so many of my clients are currently doing right now. The success stories speak for themselves. I want to show you how to do it. This is for somebody who is ready, though. Don't even bother coming unless you are ready to transform your life. If you feel like, oh, I'm on the fence, I don't know, none of this shit really works, then baby, it doesn't work. It doesn't work for you. This works for somebody who says, I'm ready. I'm ready to try something else. Try using the power of my words. I want to learn in a curriculum. I want to be in a group with other like-minded individuals, and I want to win. This is for entrepreneurs who are ready to go to the next level, or maybe get out of corporate America and go to the entrepreneurship world. If you're ready, come and join us inside the Scripting Society, and I'll see you there. That is just, well, the only reason I can relate to it in any ways, because I was a gymnast and I competed for the South of England for the nationals in my country, right? When I was in the UK. And I remember falling down, doing a backflip on the beam. They're like,
ow.
Yeah, right. It was so painful. And I landed like, boom, on the beam. It was so painful. And I remember being like, oh my God, I just wanted to quit right there and then. But so many people are watching. Yeah. And like, you're in performance mode. So I was like, I either walk out now. And I was young, but I was like, I'm going to get back up. And I just remember getting back up. And just even with the pain of whatever I'd just gone through, numbing it in my mind, using my mind as like my tool, and then deciding to get through it. And I actually went on to get in that one, considering I fell third place, which was good.
Right.
And then I started winning gold after, back to where I was. But I just decided to commit and be like, I am not going to just give up because of one setback. It's the same in life,
yeah.
Right?
100%. It's a cool, like, I have a bunch of buddies, one standing back there, Schmitty and Sono and all these kids. It's a funny story. I met him playing. I used to stream on Xbox. I used to stream on Twitch. And these guys would always be in my chat, lived in different states. And now they're all my buddy. They all live in
no a way. House down
the road. But it's cool to see them see me and be like, oh, shit, like, you can live, you know, different than just normal. And to see all those guys see that switch in their mind and chase their own dreams. But
that's so beautiful. So you're inspiring everybody around you.
Yeah, and they inspire me too, 100%. Like, especially the guys that people that go to the gym that work 9 to 5. And then you see them at jiu-jitsu, we're doing 5:30 class and 6:30 class. I'm like, my full-time job is to train. And these guys' full-time job is to do something else. And then they're still in the gym.
Wow.
So people that, you know, are at jiu-jitsu definitely inspire me.
That is so beautiful. I love that. I did jiu-jitsu once.
Once?
I'm really good. No, more than once. Oh, okay. I can't. I'll show you a move after.
A little rear naked.
Yeah. I will show you a chokehold.
The rear naked. So when you're behind them. And you're
one. Yeah. And I can do one. My legs, I can really flexible. So yes.
Okay.
Oh, of course you know all the words. I forget who I'm sitting next to. I'm just like going off on it. Oh, no, I'm really good. My legs are strong as fuck.
Girls like, usually I can, have strong
yeah,
legs.
Like I can hold.
You guys gave birth.
Like, yeah, that's it. I remember. Yeah. After I gave birth, I realized like I'm tough.
Yeah. Girls are women like, are different.
Yeah. Women are, you know what? It's so funny because the pain that men go through, women go through childbirth. Yeah, like, there is, it's like pushing a watermelon out your fucking penis. Like, it's so fucking painful.
Yeah, I can't imagine. I'm so glad I am not, my job's easy.
Yeah.
I get it. I can get it done quick. I can get it.
Babe, don't. I'm like wanting loads of babies right now. I'm in like broody season. You're the same.
Well, I like we were talking about earlier. I always felt like even when I was, you know, young kid, middle school, like I wanted a kid. I broke up with a girl in middle school because she didn't want kids. And so I've always battled with wanting. I mean, it's funny you brought up Nick Cannon, just a bunch of different baby mamas, because I've always wanted a bunch of different babies from different baby mamas. Danny does not like hearing that, and I've told her that a lot, and she hates hearing it. But I don't know. Sometimes I feel like I want it, but then I'm like, holy shit, do I really want to deal with a bunch of different crazy girls?
So wait, how are you going to like be with one for it? Because I believe in multiple soulmates. So I believe that, babe, I will give you 3 to 5 years, but at the point when it starts going stale, I'm fucking out. And I don't care because, I mean, I don't want my kid growing up seeing no love. Like, that's not cool.
Yeah.
And so I believe, like, I kind of rate the Nick Cannon thing. Mm-hmm. I kind of rate it, but, like, wait, are you saying you're just going to, like, pop one in there and then go to another one the next day? Or are you at least going to give one of them 10 years?
I don't know. I mean, I really don't know. Right now, obviously, I have one princess with Danny. And she doesn't really want more kids. Sometimes I go, I'm like, I could be fine with one. I could be happy with one. But sometimes I feel like there's this desire to, you know, have multiple.
Procreate.
You know, I want a tribe. And sometimes, like, you have to be financially, you have to be financially successful a lot to have multiple kids, especially with different women, because they're crazy. So, I don't know. Danny wouldn't even like me saying that, but that's how I feel sometimes.
You know what? If you suppress the desire, the truth is, and I do, bear in mind, babe, I coach, like, some of the top stars in the world. And you see them on my page, like, and they sit, and if they have a desire, they suppress. I guarantee 1 year later, they are already fucking doing that thing, or they are screaming inside and depressed because of, like, when you suppress a desire, particularly your purpose or birthing children, which is another purpose, you, like, suppress your thing, you can end up feeling like shit one way, you know? It's tough. So I see people who are like, I really want kids. Like, one of the big DJs I look after, he wants babies so bad. Uh-huh. Every time I see him, he's like, I want to give you a baby, please. Uh-huh. And I'm like, sweetie, you're on tour 300 days a year.
Yeah.
Like, 65 days is not enough for me. But unless I was with you on tour, but I have a career too.
Yeah.
So I'm like, you know, but babies is, it's innate within us. Like, my mom gave birth to actually 6 of us. There's only 5 of us now. But, you know, like, kids is something which, like, if you want it, you have to follow your heart.
Yeah.
Nothing is going to stop it. Because otherwise, you just rebirth that dream in a year. You rebirth that dream in 6 months. You rebirth that thing. Like, I get when people go and say, my dad had 5 marriages.
Oh, wow.
Like, I get it. I get it when somebody's like, but you don't even have to put a ring on it. I think you can just like have your baby mom relationship and be engaged and be like, you know, that's cool. And like, I love this person. Like,
I know it's very tricky, and I definitely don't have the answers to it. And I'm trying to live in it. I'm trying to figure out life too. But
it's do your friends have kids?
No, I'm the only one with kids like in my friend group.
Yeah.
But
I was too, by the way. So I had my son at 26, and I was like the first, and was till I was 31.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God. And I moved to America and I was like, ah, finally, other young moms. Like, I can like see other people and not be judged for it. Like, when I was in the UK, so I was showing up to my son's private school, they were all like 40. Yeah. And I was like, hey, I'm in my late 20s and I dress like a Barbie. And like, I feel like, I'm like, you know. I don't have many things that are fake. Like, you know, I'm just like, I just love life. I just live it and I don't have a fucking filter.
Yeah,
and like, they would look at me and I would have my hair braided like yours, but down. Like, and I'd have like blonde or pink hair. Like, I'll have to show you a picture in a second when we finish. All the way down. And they would be like, what is that?
I feel similar when I walk in a
sweater. Do you get that too?
Yeah.
You know, it's so funny the world we live in. But what do you do about judgment? What do you do with like haters and shit?
I feel like I do a really good job. I mean, I've gotten it for a long time on social media, judgment, hate, this, that, but it's not easy. This guy right here has he reads one YouTube comment, he'll flare up and have ruin his day. But I mean,
that's loyalty.
You know, a lot of our relationship's been crazy. Danny, you know, people message Danny, it's not easy to deal with, but, I feel like I've truly like gotten to a point to where it really just doesn't bother me, because I'm like, why would I, if something bothers me that someone random person saying, it's like, that's a weakness. That's a mental weakness.
Yeah.
That you really care what someone else is saying. But unless it's true, like a lot of these people will say something about Schmitty that's probably true. And that's what fires him up, is because he knows it's true. Or he thinks it's true. And so I think it comes down to a mental weakness. If you really care what other people think, if you're being a good person, which I do truly believe I am a good person,
I can see that.
Someone's not really going to bother me with
it's a kind of gift from God, you know? It's like your talent too. I think all of our talents, it's like God gives us all gifts, and he gives us some gifts more than others.
Yeah.
Like, and it's our job to find out what that gift is and then put all our effort into that. So I feel like some people are maybe, you know, excellent at the piano, but they won't know until they actually try. And then, they realize like they have a natural talent. And then when they focus their energy into that, then they see that, oh, wow, this is, and that's why some people are just like, but pianist, pianist?
Yeah, pianist.
Yeah.
I love it. That's so beautiful. I love that. You're right. We are all born with a gift inside of us. We have to just like unravel it and find a present.
Exactly.
You know, and like, that's such a beautiful way that you put that. I really like that. Did you know your purpose from young? Did you like?
Yeah.
You just knew.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I knew it's the only thing I wanted to do.
Wow.
Yeah, it was acting, entertainment. Yeah.
Well, you did it the right way. You went viral first.
Like, I didn't even know. I didn't even know, because like back when I was a kid, I remember being in school. They told us like the job that we wanted wouldn't exist.
Yeah.
By the time that we were older, and
well, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Because of the speed it's moving.
Yeah.
Wow.
I knew I wanted to be an actor. I didn't. Social media wasn't. There was when I was a little baby, we had no internet. So it's like to you just have to like when God gives you that path, you just gotta pick the right. You just gotta follow the journey. You can't. There's a lot of people they'll see it and they'll be like, oh, the internet. I don't want to do that. And they're blocking the blessing. You know what I mean? So you just gotta say yes to a lot of things.
Say yes to a lot of things. That's powerful.
Yeah.
People sit around, they're like, I really want to be an actor. And I'm like, sweetie, you're doing a 9-5, but from your 5-9, what are you doing?
Right.
Now, I'm not saying you should stay up at 9, but what are you doing in that section of time where you could be going and applying for jobs, getting an agent, getting some filming underway? And when I was building my brand, building into what I do today, I didn't waste time. That's all I did. I put my blinkers on. I was like beelining what I wanted. You've beelined it too. Like you moved city for it, state for it. You moved from somewhere in Florida to the place of your dreams coming true, where you knew you needed to be, and you've blown up.
you knew. I know what I got to do.
Yeah.
That's so inspiring. I feel like if you were to tell your younger self something, what would your message be? Like, if you were to tell them.
I don't even think I would need to, because that's how I look at life. I already looked at, like, the way that I see it was something was already telling me that I was going to be an actor.
Wow.
Or an entertainer. So I was just, like I said before, I just always had that vision. People were like, no, you're not going to do it. And I was like, all right, sure. So I think whatever message I was going to tell myself, I told myself.
Did your family know? Were they behind you on that?
They were like, all right, cool, yeah. But make sure you go to school.
Yeah, I got that too from my family. Like, yeah, but I didn't go to school. Like, I totally just, like, walked out at 18, moved to America, did a year in New York recording an album, thought I was the fucking G. I mean, like, it was just ridiculous.
Oh, I got Jamaican parents. They ain't let me walk nowhere. Yeah, they're like, nah, you gonna go to school.
Mm-hmm. So good. And then look at what you've done. That's beautiful.
Yeah.
Okay, what is a story that your family would tell about you?
They would probably say that I'm really impulsive and I have... I have big dreams. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what they would say. Because a lot of the things I try to achieve, I make them out of this world, you know?
Yeah.
Like, this biggest movie star in the world.
God, I love it. Yes, King, preach! You got this. I believe in you. You're young. You're fucking hilarious. You're already nailing it. Like, let's go, like, even bigger.
Yeah.
Where the aliens know who you are.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, go so big. That's just wild. Like, intergalactic.
Yeah.
Wow, I love it. Fun. You got a dream. What are some of your biggest goals right now? Like, you're already doing so well. So it's an interesting question. You know, sometimes when people ask me what my goals are, I'm like, bitch, do you not see what I'm doing? But it's not that. I know that they're pushing me to go bigger. So I'm like, okay, bring it on. I want to reach 1 billion people.
Yeah.
Like, what's your next? Like,
the next goal on the list is I started a production company.
Yes.
I want to grow that. I want it to be a $1 billion company.
Yeah. Come on. Come on. We can celebrate.
Yeah.
I love that.
And then I'm doing my stand-up. I want to film my stand-up special next year. It's just,
you should do a world tour. I my friend, I was Jack Whitehall, grew up together, but I feel like when I went to watch him on his tour, I went to Vancouver, and it just reminds me, you should do that same. You should go on a world tour. 100%. You fill up all these spaces. People are obsessed with you. They're hilarious. I love it. Oh my God. And you got so many cool people that would like come and do a guest appearance.
Mm-hmm.
You know, oh my God, I'd be so scared, like trying to tell jokes. I'd be like, oh my God, what if it's funny? Like,
you'll be fine.
Oh my God. No, I really love watching comedy. Like, it just gives so many people joy. Mm-hmm. What you do brings so much joy into people's lives. And I think that must be really rewarding. You must wake up knowing you're bringing joy to somebody, you don't know what they've been through that day.
Yeah, that's the main thing. It's like, I think everybody has a purpose in life, and as humans, we need to spread positivity in a world that's, you know, fairly negative, you know.
That's so beautiful. And it is. It's a place which is heavy and we need more joy. That should be like a comedy channel 24/7.
Yeah.
Oh my God, can you create one?
A comedy channel?
Please.
I think Comedy Central already has been.
But another one. Much more easily. Like, it's on the street. It's just people came back.
Yeah, I'll do that.
24/7.
Bachelor's Pad TV.
Yes, please. How can you go nuts? Okay, I got a really good question for you.
Yeah.
What's your most memorable party moment?
Party moment?
Yes.
But we can't talk about that. I'll tell you after the show. No, the most one. Oh.
We partied someone threw something funny on you, like a bra or some mad shit happened in like a crazy party scene.
You know, it's LA, so a lot of crazy stuff happens. I remember I went to Bieber. He had a party, and he had us, we were staying at Caesar's Palace Hotel, and the room cost like $25,000 a night. Yeah. And it was just like, there were so many people there. I think it was the most people I've ever seen in a party, and people would just go crazy, like circling around.
No way.
There was a donkey.
I kind of like this. I'm jamming with this vibe. It's a fucking donkey in the room.
Nah, I don't really know any crazy like. Yeah, I don't know.
That donkey one was good though.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
What's your favorite nut? What's the most embarrassing song that you love?
The most TikTok by
Tick Boom.
No. TikTok, make it rock, and the party don't stop. Is it that's Kesha? Yo, I used to jam that all the time.